This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, September 4th. Well, kind of a drubbing in the wheat complex yesterday, coming out of the long weekend, where we had quite a bit of spring wheat harvest going on. So, of course, you saw some pressure there. But we also saw more deliveries going on in Kansas City and Chicago, which pressed those markets. So we see Kansas City, Minneapolis both pressing into yet again another contract low. And in fact, Kansas City sitting at a 14-year low, which is pretty breathtaking when you think about the big scope of things with the rough start that we had to the growing season. We end up with big crops, poor quality in the far southern plains, but most of that went into feedlots. Some of it went into deliveries against the Chicago market. So it's been quite a bit of storylines for the wheat space. A big spring wheat crop, Canada off to a drought start, and then they finally got some rains, and now they're coming in with a near record crop. So it's intriguing. It's an intriguing story this year with not only the wheat complex, but the whole grain complex. And when you look at corn and beans, just the huge problems that they had just getting the crop planted. Now they got political problems on top of that. And yet it's a market that just cannot sustain anything to the upside. All of the weather premium that corn got, which was over $1 a bushel from mid-May to mid-June, has completely been erased. And in fact, corn too, putting in a new contract low. We took out those May lows in the trade yesterday. So the grain complex really on the ropes here. You would think that you would be finding your seasonal lows, certainly in wheat, where you tend to have carved out your seasonal lows by now. But there's a great deal of competition in the broader market. And with the Southern Hemisphere crop coming on, it looks like Argentina will have a big crop. Australia, it's hard to tell. We're still mired in drought in the eastern, especially southeast part of Australia. But they likely will have a better crop than they've had the last couple years. So Northern Hemisphere, intense competition. Over the weekend, we saw Turkey bought 250,000 tons of wheat. It's optional origin, but it was very aggressive pricing. We see the FOB offers coming out of Russia out of the weekend at 188, which is down 3 from last week, and down $42 from last year, which is about $1.14 equivalent per bushel. So it's pretty breathtaking when you consider how, the collapse that the wheat market has had, and it just can't seem to, recover. Kansas City, of course, sitting at a huge discount to Chicago, over 70 cents on the front month. There was a bounce in that spread on late last week, but all of that has disappeared. We're back down to where we started. So it's a market that is looking for a story and is having difficulty finding one. The biggest story really that wheat had going for it was corn, and corn has lost its storyline as well. You had very good weather across the Midwest, lots of rain, and the temperatures look like they're going to, get through the month of September without any killing freeze. So it's just a couple more weeks to get that crop home for a normal frost cycle. Now, of course, the crop is planted late. We don't expect that those really late acres would mature anyway, go to silage, or just be used as a cover crop. But nevertheless, it's looking better that the corn crop will make it to the finish line. Yield estimates are starting to creep higher, believe it or not, in corn. So we don't see the corn market offering much support for wheat. So that's kind of it. We're looking for these seasonal lows anytime now. You got to wonder how much lower wheat can go. Yesterday was the first trading day of the month. The market's clearly putting in a lot of pressure there. It's not unusual at all to see the first trading day of the month be a turning day, and sometimes with a fair amount of punctuation, either a high or a low. Obviously, this would be a low potentially. So we'll look for that. If the market snaps back today and we regain much of what we lost yesterday, then we would look for that kind of a sharp down, sharp up type of trade. But we'll just have to wait to see how today's trade evolves. Crop condition ratings are fairly flat. Corn at 58% good to excellent. That's up 1 on the week. Soybeans at 55%. That is unchanged on the week. Spring wheat harvest at 55%. That's up 17 points on the week. We're still 23 points behind the average. Montana at 46% harvested. That's up 12 points on the week. It's down 30 from the average. So we don't see really any major trouble spots. It's fairly cool in the northern plains. And there are some rains forecast for next week, so hopefully we'll get harvest moving, but likely you're going to run into more harvest delays. We don't have any quality issues showing up yet because of some rain delays, but that certainly is in the back of farmers' minds, trying to get that crop in. So we look for wheat to probably get a little bit of a bounce. The night session had it somewhat of a bounce, but just world prices are declining. That's the number one thing. And it's very difficult for the US price to rally when world prices are dropping and corn is dropping. It's just almost impossible for the wheat market to rally on its own in that kind of situation. The spreads with Minneapolis versus Chicago are in the teens on the front month. That's worth noting as well. They were over a dollar here just, several months ago. But, you had a big spring wheat crop coming and had a disastrous soft red crop. Eventually, that spread's going to turn. And I think it's just a matter of feeling confident that you got a big soft red crop coming. And we're not going to know that until plantings. But, those are the opportunities that I see in wheat are the spreads. Kansas City versus Chicago, Minneapolis versus Chicago. Not quite yet, but looking at new crop, it easily could be a much different story for the markets in those spreads. Now, Kansas City new crop is still very discount to Chicago. Minneapolis still carrying some pretty decent premium, so it's not really prime yet, but I think Kansas City is doing what it needs to do against Chicago. And if you're going to deliver KC hard red winter wheat against soft red contract, that would suggest that those spreads probably are bottoming. So I look for the opportunities to show up first in the Kansas City versus Chicago market. You could look at the front months, but also certainly have a position in the back months for some long-term trades. In Minneapolis, be looking for that as well. I just don't quite think we're there yet. You at least want to have your harvest lows behind you in that market. And I think with the huge crop that we've had and much of it going into on the ground, that's going to keep pressure on the cash market for quite a while. So I don't see that market being able to sustain rallies for a while, at least a couple of months. And again, there too, I'd be more focused on the new crops because obviously a year from now could be a much different story. So that's where we're at. Front month right in front of us, near term. It's tough. One would think we'd be finding our lows here pretty quickly. Longer term, there's lots of opportunities just kind of hovering out there, waiting for the timing to get. Waiting for the correct timing, basically. So if you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.